Speaking of which, Jack, yeah, you might need to record just in case.
Okay.
Glad you brought it up, because I wasn't even thinking about it.
I wasn't going to let us go without doing it, so...
Because God knows the one time we don't do it is the time it'll fail again.
Ooh, what the hell is this? Why does the new Skype not have the button in the same spot that I can just record?
Because, what, do you think it should be easy?
The same...
you click on little plus, and it says start recording. Like, if you look at where it shows our pictures.
Oh, we've gone. Nailed it.
This is the guy.
Hey, Jack. Jack, whatever you do, don't click up. That's the one. Don't click that one.
The big red button means hang up. Oh, my. This is the guy I'm requiring to. He's our backup.
My condolences.
This is what happens.
You probably... There's your cold open, Rob.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Dead Zone Podcast. Dead Zone is the sci-fi tabletop miniature skirmish game from Mantic Games. And now, here are your hosts, Rob Harper and Jack Fike. I am your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen.
Welcome to the 94th episode of Dead Zone the Podcast for March 2019. In this episode, we have another guest on to talk AdeptCon 2019. As always, you can go to youtube.com/deadzonethepodcast for the video version of the show. Now on to the episode.
Welcome to Dead Zone the Podcast, episode 94. I'm here with my good chum, Rob.
Hello. You sound a very announcer voice at the very beginning this time.
Oh, I apologize. Is there some Cockney slang you'd prefer me to use?
Nope. It's perfect.
Oh. Okay, good. And maybe it's because we have a special guest and I want to present, put our best foot forward.
That's true. You are acting especially polite today.
Oh, I try.
Who is our special guest, Jack?
Our special guest is the delightful, effervescent, and has the best calves of anyone I've ever met. Like, they're beefy. He's got some beefy boys on the backs of those legs. It is Tyler Wilhelm Schultz.
Oh, hey, that's me. I exist outside of just referenced in these podcasts. I actually am a real person. They don't just say Tyler in every episode, and I'm actually a real guy.
He's a real boy. Yes, Tyler is here. It's amazing.
Not just a spicy meme, but in fact, a real boy.
Indubitably.
I was going to say effervescent too, Jack. I'm glad you used that word.
It's fitting.
Him and Schweppes. Yes, we're here with Tyler. We're going to talk some Adepticon, because, hey, it's Adeptamonth.
Oh, it's that time of year, and I am excited, as always.
Yep. We had Pat on last time to talk Adepticon, but he was all business. We're going to talk about the play. We're here to play. We're kid and play.
That's a timely reference.
Crisscross.
Was Tyler even born when they were...
I don't think so.
Yeah, that one went right over my head. I'm not
going to
lie.
Oh.
Well, yes, you are old. I think that's what you said, right? I tuned out for a second.
Yeah. Adepticon. So, Adepticon, yeah, you're going to be there, right, Tyler?
Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
I heard a rumor.
So, yeah, Adepticon, for anyone who doesn't know, which, of course, you do, because it's, you know, like a quarter of the content for each year on pretty much any of our channels or podcasts is, Adepticon is the last weekend of March this year, so it's going to be... a little bit later than it was last year, and it's in Schaumburg, Illinois, and it's the biggest, most bestest tabletop gaming rather than like board gaming convention that I can think of.
Yeah, I would say I think that's probably safe to say. I don't think there's anything bigger in tabletop gaming, like miniature gaming. Gen Con's so big that maybe just the miniature gaming parts of Gen Con are bigger than Adepticon, but to be purely miniature gaming, mostly purely miniature. There is board games, but that's they always like advertise that as, hey, if you want to come with your significant other, we have board games too. But yeah.
No, it is the land of all things miniature wargaming hobby and tournaments. There's a bajillion tournaments and events and special things going on, painting seminars, you name it, they got it. So if you are in the area and you want to just swing by, or you want to make a very good last-second decision to come to Adepticon, do it up, because it's very fun.
And no, it's a good great thing meetup. About, yeah, good thing about Adepticon, too, is that unlike Gen Con, you can actually get into it without a ticket. You only need tickets if you're going to play and stuff, or if you want the swag bags and stuff. But if you're not playing, you can walk through the dealer hall, you can do whatever you want. Go in there
and buy yourself some minis.
Because Gen Con, they're like the police. They will tackle you and, where's your badge? Show me your papers.
Easy. So, come on.
You haven't been to Gen Con. They're just like that, Jack.
Germans here, we don't...
Yeah, sorry to insult you, Tyler. I didn't mean to insult your heritage.
only half, it's fine.
Only half insulted.
Good. Yeah.
Jack's here to get the other half.
There you go.
Yes, so Adepticon. Tyler, last year you were the, what'd they call you, the Iron Man? You did everything?
Yeah, the unofficial official Iron Man for Mantic Games. I played in everything. This year, I think I'm close to playing in everything.
Well, you did it again, did you?
Yeah, I heard you guys say it last podcast with Pat, and they're like, I don't know, I don't think he's doing it this year. He's burnt out from last year. Wrong! Nope. Still hitting it hard, still hitting those dice hard. So I'm in a slew of events, and
we kind of knew, but we couldn't verify. Like, we didn't know whether you had signed up for Dead Zone, but I know that you had already made a video with your Dead Zone possible, like 99% chance list. But we couldn't. We have no confirmation. So now you can officially here on the air.
Since when do you need my confirmation to speak for
to
me?
To make up for things?
Yeah, you guys do it every single episode as far as I'm concerned.
Well,
which true. I'm okay with. I think it's hilarious. Like, yeah, and I think young Schultzy, he's, I think he adopted a cat, and you know, nope, none of that happened. I just roll with it. I just listen.
Well, you don't base your miniatures, we know that.
That's also not true, but okay, keep going.
And your middle name is Wilhelm.
Well, that is true. That's on my birth certificate. I can't make that one up.
And see? So we're batting 1,000.
Yeah. Yeah. See?
So, yeah, you guys did the whole schedule with Pat, so I won't bore you with the details of that. But I guess right now the only thing I'm wondering is if I should try to play a League in a Night for Dreadball on Thursday night and then really, really wear myself out, you know?
So what are you officially in right now? Like, you're in Vanguard?
Yeah, so I think it goes, Vanguard's in the morning on Friday, I believe.
I believe so, yeah.
And then later that day is Dead Zone, so that's my doubleheader D8 extravaganza. I need to prepare more for Vanguard, though. I mean, I have the models and everything ready. I need to, like, you know, playtest a list and stuff, because I only have a handful of Vanguard games under my belt, and I like it, but I you know, I've been focusing heavily on Kings of War, but I'll get to that in a second. So yeah, I think that's my plan right now, is those two tournaments, and then on Saturday, Sunday, that'll be Kings of War. But I'll be getting in on Wednesday this year, which is new. That should be good, because it'll give me a lot more time to, you know, hang out. I won't just be playing games the whole time, just most of the time.
Yeah, that'll be good.
And you won't be able to play Mech Zone then. You're too busy.
I do believe I'll be too busy for Mech Zone.
I think you should just drop out of Kings of War just so you can play Mech Zone.
Oh, yeah, I have no commitments. Let's do it. There's nothing stopping me.
Kings of War is on Saturday then?
Saturday and Sunday.
Yep. Oh, okay.
Just like last year, because we remember poor Tyler sitting there all alone. We're all having fun, and he's just sitting there playing his games. Always playing games. Jack would visit.
I was having a fun game.
Jack would visit and just still playing the games.
Try and keep the boy hydrated.
That's right. rub his shoulders a bit.
Not so hydrated. But yeah, that'd be great. If you guys could be my my support crew again, that would be marvelous.
Like a pit crew. You could dress up and run out with your...
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Then bring me like a little water bottle. I just have to lean over my head with like a bendy straw and just sip out of the side of my mouth.
Or even do it like the ones you squirt into your mouth. Like you just open up your mouth and you just squirt it in.
Like a hockey coach.
Why does it keep cutting your eye?
Cut me, coach.
There you go. See, that's all you got to do. So yeah, that's my plan, is make you guys my lackeys, and I'll just, you know, I'll just have fun, and you guys be my slaves. Well, or actually, you're already Pat's slaves, so I don't know how that works. Yeah. Sorry, dibs to you.
Yep, it's true. We can only be so many slaves to so many people.
You know, you say that now, but I don't know if I fully believe that.
That's true. After Mechzone ends, we'll be freed up, so we'll have to see.
You'll totally bring me not alcohol.
That's right. In whatever container we can find to put it in.
Yes. I meant absolutely not. I don't condone any of that. No. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Know what I mean?
Adeptcon is a place not to drink. They don't have people driving around on carts or people with, like, their army's bags full of beer or different pieces of terrain that are...
Mike Carter's Dwarves, which is literally based on like a giant keg that actually pours beers.
Yeah. And Defcon is not about drinking. But
no, it's about family and fellowship.
Fellowship. Yeah, so you'll be a busy boy, but you're not doing Dreadball yet?
Well, so the issue there is that Dreadball winds up on the same day as Kings of War, I believe. I think it's on Saturday.
Oh, I see.
So I can't do the official Dreadball tournament, but I think I might be able to swing Lingen tonight. I don't know. I haven't decided 100% yet.
Yeah, because that's
a big commitment. That's like, it's all night, so I don't know. But I do love Dreadball, and I like the Dreadball guys. Anyone that I've ever played Dreadball with, especially at Adepticon, has been really stellar gentlemen.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if not, I'll definitely get my fix in on Mantic Knight. That's become pretty much a tradition for me, is hang out with the Dreadball guys and play Dreadball Ultimate, because that is a blast. I love that.
Yeah, hopefully Jeff Scotchgarged his mat this year and just make sure waterproof it. Last year when you spilt the drink right in front of Ronnie, man, I almost died. So I literally almost died laughing. Everybody thought the world was ending.
Because I knew you guys were going to die laughing. Oh yeah, that was one for the books. And so now the pressure is like building up. It's like, is this going to be the Return of the King, like cap to a trilogy, or is this going to be, you know, one part one of seven or part three of seven? You know, do I cut it off here, or do I spill one just for fun? Just to keep the gag rolling.
I know you've got a hat trick in you, even if you don't
even if you don't want to.
Believe in yourself. I believe in you.
It's okay. Even if I don't spill one, it's easily slandered. I'm sure you guys can.
Yeah, we'll just say you did it anyway. So that's true.
Yeah. So I'm not too worried about it. It's become a little mini meme already.
But honestly, when that beer flowed towards Ronnie, and the eruption of laughter, and like for a brief moment, your face, your body language, there was like
utter defeat,
regret. how did I get here?
And then Ronnie just pushes it all back towards you, and that was it.
He was like, "Well, okay," and just kind of left it there. I was like, "Oh, I'll deal with that."
Oh man.
His hat was so cool. He had that gray hat. Was just, he could have wrung that out and filled a punch out.
See, this is what I'm talking about right here, where it just gets worse and worse. Every time the story gets told, it gets just progressively.
That is factual. Worse. That is.
He recently lost that hat at when he was at the Clash US of Kings. Masters. Yeah, U.S. Masters.
No. Clash of Kings is a Adepticon. Yeah, U.S. Masters.
U.S. Masters, that's right, yeah. It was in the south somewhere, Texas or somewhere. Where was that game?
Yeah, it was in San Antonio this year.
Yeah, he lost his hat. He put a request out on Facebook to anybody finds that hat to return it to him, because it has sentimental value because Tyler soaked it with beer last year. So,
oh, is that what he said?
Yeah, it was in the post. I totally saw it.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm sure it was. Oh, man. Yeah, Adepticon's going to be a very, very good time. And this year I'm looking forward to the vendor hall a little bit more than I have been in previous years, mostly because I've picked up that Rangers of Shadowdeep game. Mm-hmm. If anyone doesn't know, it's in the same line as like Frostgrave, but you can play by yourself. So basically the world is your oyster for fantasy miniatures. And now that I actually have an eye and a reason that I might want to purchase, a random fantasy miniature, it's just like the floodgates are wide open. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what all these vendors have to show, especially like Reaper. It's good to see them in person, that kind of stuff. So I'm pumped to see the vendor hall this year.
Yeah, because when you walk through there, there's if like Rangers of Shadowdeep, you don't need to buy specific miniatures. So when you walk through there, there's all those Whiz Kid minis. There's all the Dungeons and Dragons line, like just a whole bunch of fantasy. And like you said, Reaper, there's hundreds of thousands of those, all reasonably priced, all pretty cheap. If you had something in mind, a little checklist, you could probably probably get it over your head.
Especially for monsters and stuff, I assume you'd want more of that kind of stuff too, to fight, have you guys fight stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty scenario-driven game, so it's not like you can just pick any miniature, but you can kind of, especially for heroes, you can really customize your ranger and stuff. So there's a lot of leeway in terms of what you can do with that. And then, there's tons of enemies, and they don't all have to be one-to-one. So, like, if it says it's a null, it doesn't have to be a null. It could be, like, an orc or something or whatever. It
has just there's a lot of stats.
Lots of room. And so hopefully if something jumps out and catches my eye, I might spring for something here and there, but you know me, I'm still super cheap, so I probably won't blow the bank in random miniatures.
Well, we're just hoping it's not just gonna be all Legion this year like last year.
Yeah, I guess we'll see what the new big hotness is gonna be. I don't know. I don't know of any, game rumors that are floating around out there, but I don't know what's gonna be the big draw, so I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, we've been trying to figure that out for a while now. We have guesses at what might be in the swag bags and stuff, but yeah, for sure it's always interesting to see what every year it seems to be something that everybody's talking about, and we'll have to see what it is this year.
So absolutely.
Anything else you're looking forward to at the show? Is there what other parts of it do you enjoy other than the gaming and the vendor hall? Is there anything else?
Well, obviously the community and just meeting up with everybody again. You got all those guys from Michigan who I got to see in like November, so I'll get to see them again. Rick Hall and his crew, and Brian. I think Brian's going this year, right?
Oh yeah, he's going to be running, I believe, Vanguard. So.
Oh really? Okay, awesome. So yeah, it'll be good to see him too. It's just always fun to just meet up with all these people from around the country, or not country, if you're Canadian, I guess.
Around that other country.
Yeah, that other one. But yeah, like I said, I'm hoping to hang out with some of the Dreadball guys, especially on Mantic Night. That's become kind of a tradition for me. And then obviously seeing you, Jim Mooks, that'll be fun.
Yep. Happy hour.
Always a classic. Yeah, if I can swing it.
You always make time for happy hour. You just be like, I have to take a break.
This year, I don't know, for whatever reason, like, Dead Zone just comes supernaturally to me. I feel like I can write a really strong list and I can make the right decisions when I'm playing it. And it kind of just, it's just part of my gaming at this point. Like, I can just do it, not blindfolded or anything. I'm not, like, ridiculous. But I feel confident in Dead Zone. And then with Kings of War, my goal last year was to win one game, which I achieved. I won more than one game. But this year I want to try to finish in the top half. So hopefully we can make that happen. I've been spending a lot of time thinking about and practicing and listening to things for Kings of War. So that's really what I'm looking forward to this year, is trying to kick some ass in Kings of War.
Well, you came in the middle of the pack last year, and you were in no shape to be. You should have been convalescing in a bed somewhere, not playing Kings of War. So,
especially on Sunday.
Hey, I made it work.
Yeah,
you did.
Probably not going to go that hard this year.
We always say that.
If I can help it, that was a little extensive.
Yeah.
The only thing that saved me was just pounding just like a gallon of water before going to bed.
Oh, yes.
No one had intended that night. No one had said that was going to happen or had even dreamed that that was going to be the case. But
that was a good time, though. Okay. But yeah, this year I'm really excited about Kings of War. And of course, I have my ogres and I practiced like a whole year with them. Only to switch up my army selection at the last moment because something awesome happened. Oh, and so I guess I can go into that. Yeah. See that segue? You like that?
I like that.
So yeah, I basically practiced all year with ogres and started getting more and more confident and played a lot of games because I actually have like a regular Kings of War community now in my city, which, is something new for me, which is awesome. And so I've been practicing with ogres this whole time. And then out of nowhere, Joe Crone from Watchful Eye Studio, anyone who's listening and remembers back in 2017, I know you guys do,
yeah.
My first Adepticon, there's a whole bunch of stuff. I saw everything. And then there was one thing that caught my eye more than anything else, and you guys can definitely attest to this because I just babbled about it, and I still do. But I saw those Terracotta Warriors, that army of the fantasy slash... it's perfect for Kings of War, but also its own unique look. And it's Chinese mythology and terracotta warriors combined into one army. And I fell in love with them, but they weren't for sale, which was really sad. So I followed the newsletter and whatnot and kept up with all the whereabouts for Watchful Eye Studio, the guys who make them.
Yeah, because they were pretty much saying, like, hey, it'll be a couple months. You'll be able to get these things.
Classic Adepticon,
yeah.
See something awesome, and then they're like, oh, it's coming, just, take down our email, and you're like, all right, I will, and then radio silence. So, yeah, they hit a couple production issues now that I've been talking to Joe a bit more. Sounds like they had just a couple issues, but now they have a good manufacturer, and they're able to produce them. And so now that the army is almost ready for retail release again, he was hoping to reach out to someone in the Kings of War community to highlight this army, to play them in a tournament and just kind of get the word out. And I jumped all over that like crazy, like a dog on a bone. I was like, oh, me, pick me. And, so I gave him the whole story I just gave you guys. And then, I threw my, internet celebrityhood, minor internet celebrity, channels around and made it happen. So now I have a Terracotta Warrior army I'm getting to take to Adepticon, and it's going to be awesome.
Very nice. Very nice.
Anyone who wants more information, just follow Paint All the Minis because I'm partnered up with them, and I'm doing a little series on taking an army from start to finish. And it's a little crazy because I'm trying to get this whole thing ready in like less than 2 months. And now it's less than a month away.
Yeah, you say you have a terracotta army, but you have a mostly painted terracotta army. How far along are you?
Let's see. I have 11 total units in my army list. And right now I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them fully painted. And then the other ones should be pretty quick. But everything's assembled and primed.
Nice.
And units can be anywhere from like... one miniature to my biggest unit has 30 miniatures. So, it's Kings of War. But, yeah, I have, like, the spearmen done. I have the guys on horses done. I have my big enslaved guardian guys done. So I have my foo dogs done, which are really, really cool. They're, like, reanimated foo dogs. They're awesome. But, yeah, I've just been a busy bee. I've been basically any time I have... leisure-wise, I'm spending trying to get this army 100% ready and ready to roll. Or practicing on Universal Battle or, doing a variety of things, so. I'm really excited about Kings of War this year. That's my biggest excitement, I think.
So as a space-saving and time-saving situation, are you going to use them in Vanguard?
Maybe. I might have enough leftover guys. I don't know. I have a couple that won't quite fit on the base that would work for Vanguard. But
are you multibasing everything for
Kings of War? I am multibasing it, and I am actually, right before we started this conversation, I was painting up the bases. See? I'm painting bases. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, guys? Painting bases.
I'm sorry. We're losing you. We can't quite hear you, Tyler. You're breaking up.
We're having some technical difficulties. I apologize to our listeners, and we'll get it sorted out momentarily.
It might have sounded like Tyler Schultz is putting things on bases that aren't blank. This is unconfirmed.
Who is this? What did you do with Tyler?
Yeah, I actually really enjoyed Kings of War basing because it's like, you know, it's more like making terrain than it is like bases. But I've been trying some new stuff. I'm going to, for my nameless, try some water effects, and I think they turn out, they're turning out pretty good. I'm happy with my force selection and the way the water looks on them. So, you know, it's not all doom and gloom.
So you may be using them for Vanguard, but most likely what, you'll be using your ogres? You'll be bringing some ogres?
Oh yeah, well for Adepticon 100% I'll be bringing ogres. Yeah. This is strictly for Kings of War. I might be able to squeeze out enough for fun for me later.
Yeah.
But no, it's gonna be definitely ogres. I need to rep them somewhere. I like them too much not to.
Nice. Especially since you did just maybe a month beforehand do a whole new bunch of models for your ogres.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I definitely pimped them out. I did a lot of conversion work. I like Restic. I don't care what anyone says. Restic's actually kind of fun, especially for reposing. And
yeah,
the fact that it's kind of soft means you can cut straight through it if you need to. And, you know.
You're like, jumping, you know, on Jack's bandwagon right there. Jack's always been a proponent for that stuff for exactly those reasons.
Yeah, and especially like the ogre ones, because some people complain about Restic not having good enough detail, but when the pieces are as big as they are for ogres, it's totally fine. Because, you know, as it scales up, as they look bigger and chunkier, it turns out that you don't need all those really tight details, like you're not doing eyeballs or anything. So yeah, I've done a lot of work for those guys, but that was a couple months ago, and I was sitting pretty for Adepticon, and then this, I was like, oh wow, I'm not gonna have to paint hardly anything. I had to paint some nameless, I think, and that's about it. But nope, now I have a whole army. So,
and as an aside, I too thought I was going to be great for Adepticon. I was going to bring my Abyssals for in case anyone wanted to play Vanguard. Well, basically teach me how to play. And then I was contacted by the ever lovely Richard Hall, who said that perhaps he was going to need a ringer for Dead Zone tournament. So that is, well, he asked me, and I said yes. So I am now the official ringer for Dead Zone tournament.
Excellent.
To do what you should not do just before a big event. You know, Tyler, you might be able to commiserate a bit. I decided to make a to model up and paint my strike team.
Yeah, a brand new list that you've never tried, right?
Yeah, with models I've never used. Maybe you and I are on the, you know, the same page there, that it was probably not the wisest thing to do when I had a perfectly reasonable piles and piles of models. And
yeah, it's not like we don't have Dead Zone laying around.
What is your project then, Jack? What's your ringer army going to be?
Well, see, that is where I went a little crazy, and I asked for a suggestion on the army. And then once the decision was made, I went into Discord and I asked for people to choose the colors for me. And thankfully, on both counts, our friends and our listeners and everyone was very reasonable, because there could have been a hurtful the suggestion, and I said first come first serve on these decisions, and someone could have just really cut me to the quick. But
Nobody said yellow.
Yeah, I was going to say puce or something. That would have been nice.
So, my strike team is basically painted now. And I'm going to run Rob through a couple games to see how it goes. But right now there are some gray and blue models waiting to go through some paces.
Is it going
to
be a surprise with your actual faction?
Yeah, it sounds like it. He sounds like he's being extremely vague on purpose.
Well, it's Maison Labs.
Maison. Ooh, those exciting. Bastards.
Bastards. But I did, once I saw the package for the event itself, and I looked through and I was like, okay, I have one choice, and that's the list itself, and I'm going to do a kind of theme based on one of the scenarios. So I don't want to say too much.
Yep, more keep the trade secrets.
I see.
And it really, you know what? I'm going to bring the strike team, and it could just sit unused the entire week because even amount of people show up, everyone plays their games, goes home. Could be all.
Well, I'm sure you'll still pick up a side game or two. You know, I remember you teaching quite a few people last year and getting a couple games in outside of tournaments.
That is true, but yeah. So for the sake of space, I think my missiles will be staying home, and it'll be a strike team and a list.
You have to bring your missiles.
I have to?
Yes. You've promised people to play them.
I did say I wanted to play some people, and no one came back and said that they were up for it. So, you know, in a perfect world, I'd bring a Dreadball team. I'd bring I'd come prepared. But
well, if you did the
that sounds like my world.
Yeah, yeah. If you brought a Sphere Dead Zone team, that'd be quite easy to turn them into a Dreadball team. It would all work out.
Ooh.
But, yeah, so Jack's super powerful Maison Corporation, you gotta go get a bounty on his head if he's the ringer. Everybody gotta go beat him.
I really do enjoy playing Maison Labs, though. I considered bringing them. I couldn't think of, I just really want to try the nameless, and I came up with a really OP list I want to try out. So,
I think there's going to be a lot of Maison and a lot of nameless in this because it is the new stuff that people are like, oh, this is so much fun to play, and I think it's going to show up a lot. Although I hear Veerman is up there too, so we'll see. We'll see what the...
I think there's going to be a good spread. I mean, Enforcers, historically we've had very good spread.
Enforcers list, unfortunately, the only real tournament list is the one that Coach did. It's the Pathfinder list. And past that, I think it's... Pat did do that. He did a more of a...
A peacekeeper right?
List. Yeah. But it was good, but it was more like just, hey, I'm a tank. You can't kill me. I'm going to kill some of you guys. But if someone could get through that armor, I think it wouldn't have lasted. It was just, you got lucky in that tournament that no one brought AP to that tournament. So... We'll see with this one, and there's a lot more AP in the game now, so we'll see what happens.
But, yeah, I mean, I guess we'll see, but I mean, there's no list that's like 100% not viable, you know. So that's the best thing about Dead Zone.
Yeah, that is the beauty of it. Yeah.
No matter what, like you could definitely pull it off, mostly through your decision making rather than just your list. You know?
And dice rolls too. With the exploding eights, anybody can kill anyone. Like we've said it many times, true. A dog can kill a strider. You never know what's going to happen. You get somebody with hot dice in that day, it'll bring you through a lot of games.
Or, you know, like, you know, what if there's a scenario where you have to blow up a tower and, you know, it's like an unkillable thing. Ooh. And then, you know, what if you get really hot dice and shoot it in one shot? Like, you know, you could end up tying a game instead of winning it.
And screwing that guy for the rest of the tournament.
Could you imagine a scenario like that? Oh my goodness. That would just... That'd be devastating if you're on the receiving end of that, don't you think?
Yeah, yeah.
He's still sore.
But
well, especially if you like tabled the army, you know.
It was the last guy.
Yeah, you know, wouldn't that be crazy? Gosh,
understandably.
That's just off the dome piece. I'm just, you know, picturing a scenario in my mind. I just, nothing specific.
Yeah, but you would, knowing that your opponent would do it with grace and maybe some humility, and you know that would maybe a salve on the wound a little bit, wouldn't you think?
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Well, let's hope this year there isn't the similar situation for you, Tyler. You get in there, you get up to the top this time. We're all our hopes are riding on you now.
Oh, that's true. That's true. We are missing a large contingent.
No offense to Jack, but Jack's a ringer. Like you.
Well, yeah. Hopefully, the ringer's not, you know,
ends up winning the tournament.
Yeah, G stomping everyone. 20-0 victory points. You know,
just stomping them,
wiping the floor with everyone.
I will say that the first year I brought I brought the Marauders, but not a single orc, and I was like, aha, everyone has a good chuckle. Oh, he hates the Marauders, and you know he brought the Marauders, but yet there's no.
And then, that's like all their most powerful stuff, though.
It was Goblin Snipers and Dogs. Like it was. And then last year I brought a Glamour, you know, a Plague kind of a showcase. It was like the Bursters and the, you know, like the bestest of models. But I got curb stomped so bad that it actually hurt. That
yeah, you need to be somewhere in between.
That's the thing. I was showcasing the models as though I was, you know, as a salesman, and then I was beaten like a rented mule mercilessly,
a tribal drum.
Yeah. So I've got to come competitive, but still have like a, you know, as the ringer, you got to be available, but also competitive, and I'm gonna try and get that nice balance.
Absolutely. So we've heard about my Adeptive Prep. We've heard about Jack's Adeptive Prep. Rob, have you done anything in particular or special for this Adepticon?
Well, I always have to, me and Rick Hall always have our G.I. Joe versus Cobra game. And this year I am Sergeant Slaughter's Renegades versus his Cobra Law. And we're doing that sometime. So we'll be having fun there. And Jack also and I both are doing anime mechs for an anime battle that we're doing with Brian Novak and Pat. And I think Pat's going to get in on it. And Rick again and a bunch of other people are going to bring some anime mechs and fight it out. So we're doing that.
So how do you fight it out with the anime mechs? Is it like is it its own rule set or are you using like another?
I think we'll probably just use Mech Zone. We've got the rules down. So
All good questions. All ones you'd think people would have the answers to well before this.
I think it was mostly a modeling challenge that turned into, hey, let's play with them. It was like, hey, Brian started making mechs out of Striders into animes. And we're like, oh, that's a great idea. We should do that. So everybody was like, yeah, we'll do it for Adepticon. Nobody really discussing what system we're going to use or if we're going to even play. But I think it's a...
Well, now you have to. Sounds like you're challenging. Are you challenging them, saying you will G-stomp them with your mighty anime mix? Is that what you just said, Rob?
I think Jack's going to. That's Jack. Jax is the mightiest of the mighty. Well, I can't wait till people see that thing.
Well, I'm excited. And you know what's occurred to me is that none of us, or I've never played either of you guys in Dead Zone or anything else.
Really? That's so funny.
Yeah, like we've hung out like, you know, for the entirety of every Adepticon, but not actually played a game. We always end up on different tables or teaching other people or challenging or, you know, whatever else, or I'm in tournaments a lot, but you know.
Yeah, mostly you were just too busy for us, I think.
It's mostly my fault, yeah.
Maybe this year.
I think I may even called your ogres out at one point before I realized I wasn't going to be able to bring my abyssals.
You're bringing your abyssals so you can fight his ogres. There you go. Done and done. Good. Nice challenge, Jack. Good job.
Wow, what a mighty challenge that was.
Wow.
How can you refuse that? That was scathing, that challenge.
Definitely didn't sound like we just sprung it on you, and you don't sound surprised whatsoever. But.
The Kings of War but guys have nothing on that.
Yeah, that's right. But yeah. Yeah, we got to get some games in for sure.
Yeah, speaking of which, does anyone know what Andy Sharp is going to be bringing from across the pond for Dead Zone? This is Dead's on the podcast, right?
Oh yeah, that's right. No, I don't think he's announced it. Maybe he has. I haven't heard.
It's a highly kept secret.
And Adam Kinney, I think he usually plays Asterians, but I heard rumors he might be playing something different. So we'll have to see. Both of them are. I think they're both keeping it under wraps because they're fighting each other first round. So I think they both want to bring their hotness because that's the tournament within the tournament. That's the last year's Adepticon tournament winner versus the across the pond Dr. Deadzone himself. So that'll be an interesting fight first round. I think we should get some videotape of that one.
Sure. Yeah. It worked pretty well for Jesse and I last year.
Yeah. You guys had some great games that you guys videoed. Although other than people standing right next to your camera and talking where you're trying to do it, it's like, he's recording people.
Yeah. That's going to happen. People do that.
It is
oblivious.
Yeah. Right. But also just oblivious. Yeah, we're so used to people recording that we're kind of, other than when Andrew's yelling my name right when people are doing a podcast out in the hallway, but we're usually pretty nice about not trying to interrupt other people's stuff, but other people just aren't aware of recording. We're so into it, but I think, it's all good. It's all part of the atmosphere.
But actually, speaking of Jesse, I'm really excited to see him again this year. I'm excited to see Kyle from Mastercrafted. He's been kind of my coach lately for Kings of War, so it'll be really great to see him in person again. Because he's been helping me make my list, first of all, but also practice it on the interwebs, which is really cool. So I'm excited to see that whole facet and just all the different little pockets of communities you get from each game. That's why Adepticon is so cool, is you get to see all those different groups.
Oh, speaking of your list, I think you never mentioned it. Who are your Terracotta Warriors actually representing? I don't think you said.
Oh yeah, yeah. So they're going to be Empire of Dust. I think it matches up pretty dang well. So instead of skeletons, you have your Terracotta Warriors. Everything has a one-to-one match that makes perfect sense. Like when you look at it on the table, if you know anything about Empire of Dust or Kings of War, you go, oh, that must be that. And so it works out perfectly for that. I think you could probably try to run these guys as like Kingdoms of Men if you really wanted to, but no, definitely Empire of Dust, it matches up well. It's just basically instead of being Egyptian, we're Chinese. So I think it's going to work out nicely.
Resurrected warriors, undead-ish.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and what is it? It's like scorpion things. You're going to change them to, is that the food dogs are going to be those guys?
Yeah. So a couple of the monsters have a slight change to them, but for the most part, it all makes perfect sense. Like instead of worm riders, I have the food dog riders. And then, my idol of Shobik is the really cool mythological Chinese guy who got his head cut off, but kept fighting. And then his torso became his head. So. Yeah, he's pretty cool, and he's going to be a big deal in my army. So, yeah, I'm really really pumped for this tournament, cool. Especially.
Yep,
it couldn't have happened to a nicer guy. You were fawning over that. It's been well documented through multiple different podcasts and different iterations and different medias how much you love those things. And
well, yeah, for Paint All the Minis, I went back and found the original video of me like shooting the showcase, and like the very first thing I say is like, "This is the coolest thing at the whole convention," and I'm just like googling over it.
Yeah, the guy, it took him so long to make those miniatures because he was too busy cleaning off his case from your drool.
Gross, but true.
Your nose was like stuffed up against that thing. You're just like, look at that food dogs.
That wasn't drool.
Ew.
Okay. Well, it's that kind of podcast, eh?
Podcast after dark. But, yeah, so it's great. I'm amazed that it's amazing how things work out, right? You're so excited. You're like, and then it's just like, oh, it's been 2 years. It's just not happening, I guess.
Yeah, it was a Shia LaBeouf, don't let your dreams be dreams kind of situation. Just do it, you know? So I did it.
I just pictured Tim, like, in the background. Just do it!
Yep, exactly.
Nice. And, we're all roommates, so we're going to spend way too much time together. Tyler doesn't have to sleep on the floor, which is nice. That last time we were at the embassy, he was He was our poor boy on the floor. So this time you get a bed, Tyler. Are you excited?
Oh, what? I didn't know those existed. yeah, that sounds great. As long as it's away from smelly feet and snoring people.
Well, you've got a 50-50 chance of that.
Probably not going to happen, but we'll see.
But you're going to have to make some hard choices.
Yeah, that's right. You have to choose which sense you want to lose.
Or do I just sleep on the floor? All good.
Sleep in the hallway.
Rob just got new shoes, and hopefully we're going to get in before you, so hopefully I'll be well-rested, and both of those things will be negligible at best.
Yes.
So you guys aren't taking the train this year, right? It's you guys are flying, like, first class?
Yeah,
citizens?
That's right. We're flying in style.
Yeah. Hence the reason why I'll be just bringing one strike team. Space is going to be we have our predetermined Faro snacks that we always bring.
That's true. And I have Mexone. I have to try to fit in.
Yep, we have Mexone. And
are allowed like a baby bag, Jack. We just have to pretend that we have a baby. We're just meeting him on the plane. We'll put, like, instead of diapers, we'll just have miniatures wrapped in diapers.
See, now you're thinking creatively.
Swaddling.
Customs will have no problem with that. Customs won't even bat an eye at guys trying to smuggle things in baby carriages.
Yeah. You look at, oh, you have a pretty, what's wrong with that baby? It's just a King's War giant wrapped, swaddled, and he's still growing.
I mean, it's about the same size as a baby. That thing is huge. It's crazy.
Yes. So, yeah, exciting. I know, well, we won't be getting, Hellboy is delayed for slightly. We won't be getting it till after, Adeptcon, but I'm sure they'll have demos of Hellboy. I know they're going to have big Vanguard presence. That's going to be the big thing this year, is the Vanguard, stuff. Here's Negan's big, so that'll be all these games. Plus there's I know that pretty soon they're announcing another game. I wonder if we'll get another sneak peek at the, Mantic Knight like we did last year with Hellboy.
Ooh, that's an interesting proposition you got there. I hope there's something.
Yeah, because they just put out a release to their newsletter, and for the Mantic Open Day in England, they were announcing some top secret game, something about joining the league, and it had some Latin words, and so these are clues to what this game may be, but
very cryptic, and I actually don't know.
No.
I haven't kept up on the rumor, and I don't even know if there's anything circulating. I think it's all speculation at this point.
I think it's top secret. It's just like when Here's Negan, they didn't let any of, like, Hellboy was out because it was on Kickstarter, but Here's Negan, nobody knew anything about that game. We were under, like, strict rules of saying don't say anything about this game when they showed it to us, so it might be one of those things. So hopefully we get some of that. We'll have to get Ronnie drunk and maybe he'll let it slip. That's the key.
Aha. See, now you're thinking on the same plan I'm on.
Yeah. That's the best thing about Mantic Open Nights. If you're at Adeptcon, just to come to that is fun. You can get the tickets on the old Mantic site and come on down. Hang out. It is very strict about tickets. They won't let people in without tickets, right, Jack?
Even if you have tickets. Even if you've been there every year.
Even if you're actually working with the people.
Yeah. You're a nobody. That's true. I almost didn't get in too last year.
Oh no.
Well, I had to like pull it up on my phone, but they would not let me in until then. I was like, "Come on, guys! Like, really? Like, I'm going to try to skeeze my way into this?" And they're like, "No, we need to see it." It's like, okay. So I kept trying to do it.
Me, I can understand, but you're the golden boy. You should have just those pearly whites.
Yeah, but we'll have some fun, and even if you don't get into that, hang around outside. I'm sure we'll hang out afterwards. We usually do. Watch miniatures get ground up and other various things happening.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of Adeptcon. There's always something going on. You walk around and you're like, all of a sudden you stumble into like some drunken Batman game. You're like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, or just some game you've never even conceived of, and then you're just like, oh, I wonder what that is. And you start tilting your head, squinting your eyes and going, wow, that's actually kind of cool. Yeah. That's the whole point.
Yeah, crazy stuff's always going on.
Rooms and rooms and rooms of people playing tabletop miniature games. So maybe maybe heard of, maybe you haven't, but you can just wander. And it's free. Just do it.
And we have our roving paparazzi of Beetle. He'll be there again, so we'll have to, after it comes out.
Oh, boy.
We'll link to it so that you can see all the pictures. We used to have to take pictures ourselves. Now we don't have to. It's a beautiful setup. I think this is a wonderful relationship we have with Beetle. It used to be we'd have to, like, upload them and actually take pictures. Now it's just like we relax and we're like, we should take a picture of that. Beetle's got a picture of it. And then we look later and, yep, he has a picture of it.
Stuff we didn't
and use. But on the flip side of that, it's, oh god, I hope nobody has a picture of that.
That's
and
true.
Beetle has a picture of that, so it goes both ways there. Yeah, Rob, it goes right. Both ways.
That's true. There is a dark side to that coin, but
even when Tyler does try and downplay some of the things and say we're inflating the reality, pictures don't lie, and we have some pictures that tell a tale.
Well, Beetle took Jack's favorite picture of Tyler, where he's just pointing and smiling for some reason.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite. I mean, I have no idea the context. I know. I love it. It's so good.
But whatever it was, that was directed at Ronnie, and it was something he said or something you had said, and we're like, hey. But it's the perfect. It encapsulates the.
It was. It's too much, but I love it. Yeah. That's the one that I've embraced. There's some more that have not seen the light of day, and that's probably for the best.
There is. We actually do have some say over what Beetle releases, because there is some pictures that were like, that can't go out in public. There'd be careers ruined. Any chance of Jack becoming a politician would be out the window. There's some issues. So.
I'm pretty sure that went out the window years ago.
Yeah, my
well, that's true.
Blackface vaudeville act. Oh. And then that was when I was a teenager, so I can't.
Let alone all those hookers you have.
They'll resurface a tweet from 2009, even though Jack doesn't have Twitter, and he'll go down.
That's right.
That's one scandal that the 24-hour news media had. It'd be over in seconds. Well, we looked for social media. He has none of that. He has no presence anywhere other than
Grindr. He uses a pseudonym called. I wonder.
Oh, I have to edit that now. Jeez. You can't give out secrets like that, Tyler.
I meant something else.
Mr. Totally Black.
Not, totally not him.
If I'm orchestrating a bank robbery, I know who not to invite. Jesus Christ.
All the secrets just spilled everywhere.
Security breach right there.
Tyler's security breach, Schultz.
The new game that Rob and I are both privy to exactly what it is, but can't say.
It, really? I wish I knew what it was. Jack's like, I know what it is. Why don't you know what it is?
Because I'm in the real world, Rob. I got my boots on the ground.
It's true.
You guys can be on your Instagram and your TikTok. I'm talking to the people. I got my nose pressed up against the glass. I'm shaking babies and kissing hands.
And you have Martin tied up in your basement, and you just torture him for information.
It's like a Kathy Bates situation.
Oh.
Oh, wow. That crossed from fantasy into reality right there.
This is all getting edited out. You guys are terrible.
Hey, I had nothing to do with it.
I think it'd be better just to put bleeps everywhere. I think that's what's going to happen.
Oh no, that's the worst. As a listener, I still want to know what one of those was. There was one where you just bleeped out and it just lasted forever. I was like, what was that?
It was probably Jack swearing a lot. That's usually what they are.
I swear very little. I don't believe that is the case. It's more likely that you got a little salty and probably lashed out at Coach and I as a taskmaster and realized after the fact that you had to dial it back a little bit, maybe.
See, when I do bad things, I just edit them out. But when you guys do bad things, I beep them. That's the key. You'll notice that.
I see. Clever.
That's the control of the editor. So that's our Adepticon prep. We're getting ready for it. Anything else you want to add, guys? Is there anything else? I don't know.
I do like the idea of RoboCoach on a FaceTime sometime. We'll have to make that happen one way or another.
Poor Coach can't make it, so we have to. We're putting his face on our chests and Twiggying it. It's hard to say. Nobody knows what that is either, Jack. Like, that's like 70, so.
Yeah, that was a deep cut I didn't get. I would have said he's more like, what's the bad guy in Ninja Turtles who lives in the stomach Krang. Of the robot guy? Krang, that's it.
There you go.
Yeah. There's at least an 80s reference.
That's so. Right, we're getting closer. Kids out there, born in the you millennials, can you tell us a person with a picture in their chest as your touchstone? Because we're all over the place here.
Jing Tian, he's the giant whose whole torso is his face. So that's like ancient mythology
yeah,
right there.
We're getting some BC millennials at that point. So.
Some dusty old a curator of a curiosity shop selling Mogwai just had a good belly laugh at that.
That's right. Mogwai. Nobody gets that, Jack. That's also the 80s. Jeez.
Just, isn't that the not after midnight thing? Like, don't feed it.
Have you never seen Gremlins?
Yeah, really, really, really long time ago.
Oh my God. I don't know. I don't know what to do anymore. I just don't know what to do.
Well, you know what we could do is we could watch, at Adepticon, we could watch Cornhole, because of course if we're going to watch Cornhole. I would never watch the Gremlins over Cornhole, but we could do that.
I think that's a once-in-a-lifetime event, is just stumbling into Coach's room, and they're probably just all staring at Cornhole, and then running back to my own room and going, guys, you have to see this. And then us all just staring at Cornhole.
Now that's what you should be bleeping. Every time you said Cornhole, that's what you got to bleep.
Or just bleep the corn part, I guess.
Whoa.
Well, that's the editing burden is also your treasure trove of comedy. You can do with that as you will.
Oh, this is falling apart. But it will be funny, hopefully. And I think that wraps it up, guys. I've got enough editing to do now.
Yeah, cool. Let's get Tyler Schultz's young Schultz's plugs out of the way. We need to make sure he's for his time compensated with shilling his
plugged up.
Plugged up.
So you got you're still doing your old Dreadpath Zone. That's still existing, right? Just because you're doing the other one?
Oh yeah. I'm still putting out content, and I think it was just last month we did a battle report for Dead Zone, so Dreadpath Zone's still going. Yeah, just my hobby time up until Adepticon has been completely consumed by trying to get an entire army ready, so I don't know how much content we can expect. But, Dreadpath Zone's still going strong. Hopefully the Third Sphere comes back with a vengeance. That's the podcast for all things Warpath Universe, and then follow me on Paint All the Minis as well, and join the Facebook group. It's a really cool community where everybody is positive and constructive, and if you have never painted a miniature in your life, or you're a Golden Demon like winner guy, everybody's welcome at Paint All the Minis, and there's a lot of cool content, my content included. So check that out.
Sounds like a bunch of hippies to me.
Yep, it's a big hippie commune of positivity and fun, but with miniatures.
Damn hippies. And war. Yes, all your videos on Paint All the Minis YouTube channel are great too. You did a playthrough of your Rangers, what is it called? Rangers of
Shadowdeep. I'll continue that too, especially as Adepticon ends. I'm sure I'll be hitting the Rangers of Shadowdeep thing a little bit heavier, because those are really fun videos to make. You can make them real narrative, and
yeah,
it's fun. So
yeah, it was a good video for sure. It was fun to watch because you're just having fun and telling a story as you go through. And
but if you could just protect the doggo a little more. I don't want to go through the nail biting that I did your last.
I didn't either. To be honest, I wanted to keep old Gristle holding up a little better, but he did survive, so he'll be in the next game. So
he did, but my
otherwise Jack would have had John Wick you. He would have gone after you.
Yeah, I got worried about it, and then I figured, if the dog ever does go, my guy has to go full John Wick on everything. So we'll see.
Yeah, fun times, and this has been Dead Zone the podcast. It is Adepta month, and we'll be back for post Adepticon. Hopefully you're not getting bored of this. Hopefully you can live vicariously through us going. If you can't go yourself, but if you can go, do go, because it's fun. And
say hi.
Yes, and definitely say hi to all of us. And I've been Rob.
And I'm Jack.
And I'm the Golden Boy Schultzy.
Yeah. Golden Boy. You have to use your full name.
And I'm Tyler Wilhelm Schultz.
Ah, I love it. Yes. Well, come back next month. We'll still be here. Theoretically.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Dead Zone Podcast. I have been your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen. Visit the website, deadzonegame.podbean.com. Email your hosts at deadzonepodcast@gmail.com. On Twitter, you can follow the show at Dead Zone Podcast. The Dead Zone Podcast is a production of Vinland Old Time Radio Productions.
Jack, you want to start it?
Sure.
You were going to start last one, then Pat took over.
Yes.
Unless you want Tyler to do it.
Redo the bit.
That's uncanny.
That was very good. That-